Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
And welcome, everybody, to a Friday edition of Dueling Tangents. How's it going, Luke? I'm Brian.
And I'm Luke. It's going well, Brian.
Yeah?
It's obviously 2 o'clock crept up on us pretty fast here today. Because
I've been telling you it's close to 2 o'clock for a good 45 minutes, and every time you're like, yes, but look at this toilet paper over here. Yes, folks, we will be getting to some toilet humor later.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. We'll be getting to it. Maybe in the second segment here. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian on WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus and 92.7 FM out of Madison. We're already cracking each other up. This is pretty darn awesome. We're streaming all the time at Devil Radio.
That's what I was gonna, Devil Radio app. I was going to and you can stream us on Facebook because all of a sudden our intro started playing and I was like, oh, I'm not even on the video yet.
Didn't even come in. You want to join the meeting? That's very nice.
I joined it very quickly there.
That's all right. We can add you in anytime. That's the important thing.
We're live on Facebook now.
It's the glory of technology.
Yeah.
And being able to know how to start and add you in as the show is going on. It's a skill I've learned, you know.
And we're going to dive along down that tangent right now, but first, we've got a great guest joining us at the bottom of the hour. We got State Representative Mark Spreitzer joining us at the bottom of the hour, 2:33. We'll be giving us an update about some of the ongoing at the Wisconsin State Capitol this week.
I hope he takes a very nice tone with us.
We will not be critiquing his tone.
I'm a big tone critiquer.
I'm not.
You know, if Amy gets, Tony with me, as it were, I just say, will you just yell at me and get it over with? Or, you know, I'll subtly do the passive aggressive back and call her the Tone Rangers.
No, see, Kelsey, I just don't respond. I just know it's hangry time, and then we got to go find a snack, and we got to, So that's the easier way to do
it. I should do that. We should all eat again.
Yeah, it's just
Brian, you just ate. Sure, I did.
Well, we've got more than enough food around here, too, because Rocker did some excellent work.
Shout out to Rocker, by the way.
We've got Portillo's for days, because Rocker is out there working those leads and getting some accounts maybe lined up with the new Portillo's that's launching here in Madison.
I don't know what happened, but keep doing what you're doing. It's working out very good for the big kid.
Bags upon bags of Portillo's arrived.
Do you know how
today
much it, like, honestly, I'm looking at it now that I finally ignored it, and now I know that it's to my right, and I can see it.
Just focus over here. Just focus right here. But we're good. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and like Brian talked about, technology is kind of where we want to jump into because I'm been kind of dying to have this debate because it's something that I almost
some other people are dying to have this debate too.
and it was it seemed to be. I don't know. This isn't something that you just all of a sudden start talking about. I feel like it would be a random subject to just be like,
let's have the relevant discussion here. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about the Rittenhouse trial, right? We've already gone off a tangent on the Rittenhouse trial. And again, they're going to, jury's going to start deliberating on Monday. We'll worry about all the anger and all that stuff at a later time. We're going off a tangent as to a bigger question that this trial is posing for us. We already talked about surveillance and how they were using drone technology and actually profiling certain people who were in on the protest as well. So we talked about how far do you want to have law enforcement be able to use that to go and find people and maybe get after them. But this one was brought up when they were talking to the judge about zooming into a photo or footage of Kyle Rittenhouse
Before the shooting.
Before the shooting. So whether he was pointing his gun at right. someone or not.
So this was footage that was taken while Rittenhouse was at the protests and the events that occurred that night. And they're attempting to use an enhanced zoomed-in photo to display that Rittenhouse had, in fact, pointed his gun at members of the protest mm-hmm. before he said, because the defense is claiming that he acted in self-defense and he only shot once he felt that he needed to shoot, is what their argument is. But the prosecutors in this trial are trying to say, well, no, he was actually waving his gun around in a threatening manner before provoked by any words of anybody else at the protest. And so yesterday, the defense rested their case. And now we are in this piece of the trial where they are determining how to instruct the jury.
Yeah.
And so how the what evidence can be viewed and everything like that is now underway and figuring that out and letting
and the defense, to their credit, is trying to throw out as much evidence as possible.
Right. And so the judge, I do not know the age of this gentleman.
But he's an older guy.
He's an older guy. Mm-hmm. If I had to peg, I'd say somewhere between 65 and 75. Does that say about right, Brian?
Something like that, yeah.
I'd say within that range.
If he was pushing 80 or was 80, I'd be like, oh, good for you, dude.
Sorry. It's right here, actually, in the AP article.
Okay.
The 75-year-old judge admitted lack of understanding about current technology.
Yeah, so basically, the defense was trying to say, well, the prosecutor is trying to dupe you into admitting something that doesn't actually show anything, because they're trying to take advantage of your lack of technology. And the judge said, quote, this is Judge Bruce Schrader, "I will tell you that I totally agree with your comment about my lack of familiarity with these concepts. This is a difficult concept for me, yes." Okay. I mean, the guy's a judge. I'm not expecting him to know about zoom-in technology and things like that. But... you know, they're basically trying to explain to this 75-year-old man whether this zoomed in photograph is good or not, or is possible or not. And anybody who has ever, you know, worked with a camera regularly or worked with even your phone regularly to take pictures, or, you know, even knows how to is familiar with zooming in, is right. familiar with moving. And I guess this judge isn't.
Right. And when you zoom in these instances, you usually add pixels, because when you zoom in and the image quality is not a high quality image, it gets blurry, Brian.
Yeah.
Because the pixels aren't all there. Mm-hmm. So technology, when you're zooming in now and you're enhancing a photo to attempt to zoom in something that's farther away in these pictures, the technology adds pixels to clarify it.
By the way, this is exactly what your mind does.
Yes.
When it's filling in blanks and memories.
But yep.
Let's move on.
And so the like I said, the defense rested their case on Thursday, but not before arguing with prosecutors about whether or not an enlarged image taken from a drone video could be admitted into evidence. Judge Schrader, following arguments held without the jury present, said he would allow the image while admitting he didn't understand the technology used by the state crime lab to enlarge it. So this is the Wisconsin State Crime Lab is the body that is using this technology.
So this is more than just like some dude zooming in on a phone.
Right. This isn't me or you using Photoshop to try to get a better quality image out there. This is what the State Crime Lab uses.
And if the State Crime Lab is using it, they're going to have to make sure it holds up in court. Wouldn't you say they have a standard there?
I would hope so.
But my point is that if you're going to go, trials all the time rely on expert testimony. Does the judge need to know about psychology to understand what a child psychologist comes in and testifies on behalf of somebody? You know, trust the experts in this case.
Yeah.
You know, and I find it disingenuous for the defense to go and imply that anybody's trying to take advantage of somebody here by using the crime lab's information.
Yeah, and that leads me to my thought of, Brian, at what age should we get upset with a septuagenarian calling the shots? And this is I'm saying across all forms of government and decision-making.
So you're taking this one...
Well, it's not the first instance.
No, actually, Roger Stone, or Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort was caught.
Yes.
The reason Paul Manafort was caught and is doing time and led to... opening up the investigation and more investigations and everything was because he did not know how to convert a PDF to go and email it.
Right.
So he had to email it to Rick Gates to convert it to a PDF to then send it. That left a paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they delete it, they can still be found.
Right.
So don't worry if you delete some emails. You can probably find them, but you need to go and have a tech expert come help you out. Goodness knows if you trust them or not.
Right. But also, I mean, the fact that our most recent presidential election between two men in, I believe they're both in their 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but I was going for Bernie, and he's just as old.
He's older.
Yeah.
Bernie was older. But that's the thing is, why do we have such old options, I guess?
Well, I object to your ageism, sir.
I don't even think it's ageism, though. When you're saying that, okay, I'm not saying everybody over a certain point just needs to retire. Like, you hit 65, boom, you're done, you're out of the system. I'm just saying, at what point as a society are we accepting the fact that we've got a 75-year-old judge in a very high-profile case that the National Guard has already been called into to Kenosha to prepare for the ruling in this decision,
mm-hmm.
and he's saying that he doesn't know whether or not he can permit certain evidence in this high-profile trial due to the fact that he's just not familiar with the technology being used to understand some of this evidence? How long are we going to have presidential elections between two septuagenarians? I don't like that.
You made an off-the-air comment to me that, you know, I'm like, well, Biden's just about this. I'm like, Biden's just about this age, too. And you said, I'd be a lot more comfortable if Buttigieg was in office.
Yeah. I mean, it's like my biggest problem with Biden in the primary, what was that, last year now? Yeah. Time's weird and flat and circle. My biggest problem with Biden was his age. Sure, everybody was like, blue no matter who, go for that. That's fine. I voted for Biden in the general, of course. But I was concerned about the age. I don't think I should be the only one. And it's a little concerning that we're seeing more and more stories of individuals that are in government and making high profile decisions that are like, I don't know how to zoom into this photo.
Fun fact for you. The guy who taught me how to use all this technology here, all the beautiful technology that we are seeing today, that I've learned from, septuagenarian.
I'm not saying all septuagenarians are bad.
I mean, you know, he's pretty darn awesome. I really appreciate it. And he's super right wing too. And I still talk to him and have great respect for him. He's an awesome dude.
Fair enough.
I don't know what else to tell you, man. How do you, I guess, is it up to the voters to decide who is, are we going to, I mean, I get your point. Grassley's going, but my goodness.
He's like 86 or something like that now. That's a whole nother story.
Running again.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Tell us what you think. 844-967-2789.